But first, you'll be interested to know 18 years ago, today, in 2006, Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey sent the first public tweet, which read, "Just setting up my Twitter." Twitter was also co-founded by Noah Glass, Biz Stone, and Evan Williams, evolving from the failed podcast company Odeo. Dorsey, inspired by Dispatch software, conceptualized Twitter, launching it in 2006. Glass contributed the name, Twitter, and Stone brought the creative direction. Williams, with a tech background, also co-founded the website called Medium. Their collaboration transformed Twitter into a global communication platform. Wow. Maybe someday, 20 years from now, there'll be a similar story about a fledgling podcast where the first words were, "Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas." I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, March 21st. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, tech, and entertainment. But first, oh, I got you there. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Despite a slower pace in the medium term, forecasts suggest a more active pattern towards the end of March in the Southeast Pacific. Potential development of storms in both the eastern and western parts of the basin next week could impact local surf conditions. Keep an eye out for updates as these systems evolve. Thursday in Encinitas and North County, it's looking good and clean at 2 to 4 feet until 10 a.m., then it's fair until 2, with some rough stuff after that from high wind at a low tide. Best time to ride is 0 dark 30, with a 4.5-foot incoming tide, when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 17 seconds, and no wind. The first high tide Thursday will be about 5 feet, just before 8 a.m., with a -0.5-foot low tide at 2:40. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and 55 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:01, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:48. It just keeps getting better and better. It looks like we're in for some clouds through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 63. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 55. Looking ahead in the weather. Friday starts cloudy, then turns mostly sunny with a high near 62 degrees. Saturday is mostly cloudy, peaking at 61 degrees with showers possible at night and lows around 55. Sunday has a chance of morning showers, then mostly sunny and breezy conditions, with a high near 59 degrees. Monday will be mostly sunny, with a high near 60. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the San Diego Padres have significantly reduced their opening day payroll for the 2024 season to approximately $157 million, a sharp decline of nearly $92 million from the previous year. This adjustment follows the departure of several key players and a strategic shift towards integrating homegrown talent, keeping the team below the $237 million luxury tax threshold. Despite this, the Padres have managed to maintain a competitive roster with Xander Bogaerts, Joe Musgrove, and Yu Darvish as their top earners, showcasing a blend of strategic financial planning and talent management aimed at sustaining the team's competitiveness in a more economical manner. Now on to sports. During the NCAA tournament, certain players have the potential to significantly boost their NBA draft stock. Caleb Love's exceptional season in Arizona could propel him into the draft's early rounds if he showcases his shot-creating skills and leadership. Cam Spencer's defensive prowess and all-around game at UConn might make him a surprise draft riser. Kentucky's Justin Edwards, with his late-season surge, could climb draft boards with his wing versatility. Jamal Shedd's playmaking and leadership for Houston emphasizes his potential despite his size. Harrison Ingram at North Carolina has thrived, showing versatility and improved passing. Oso Iguodaro from Marquette could see his stock rise with his face-up game and agility for a big. And finally, Auburn's Johnny Broome, with his energy and versatile play, could be pivotal for his team and his draft prospects. Last night in local sports, the Padres at home lost their opener in South Korea to the Dodgers 5-2. And the Clippers on the road lost to the Trailblazers 103-116. Also, the Kings at home beat the Wild 6-0. In top news, Micron Technology experienced an 18% surge in stock price following impressive fiscal second quarter earnings and optimistic guidance fueled by AI-driven demand. The company exceeded expectations with earnings of 42 cents per share and revenue of about $6 billion. CEO Sanjay Mehrotra anticipates further price increases in memory and storage markets, projecting significant revenue and profitability growth in fiscal 2025. With shares reaching $114 in after-hours trading and a notable 12-month increase of over 60%, investors are encouraged to watch for potential future support around the $98 level, a previous resistance point. In business news, for those aiming to bolster their investment portfolio with dividend income, high-yielding S&P 500 dividend stocks offer a compelling blend of risk and return. These stocks come from companies across various sectors, reflecting the diverse nature of the U.S. economy and its leading enterprises. Among them, AT&T, Vici Properties, and KeyCorp stand out for their substantial dividend yields, backed by robust business models and strategic market positions. Real estate investment trusts, like Vici Properties, benefit from regulatory requirements to pay high dividends, enhancing their appeal to income-focused investors. However, it's crucial to recognize that dividends from trusts are taxed as ordinary income. Bummer. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $68,000. Ethereum is at $3,500. And Solana is $191. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Researchers claim to have discovered a massive volcano on Mars, taller than Mount Everest, and stretching over 280 miles. This finding, presented at the Lunar and Planetary Science Conference in Texas, suggests the volcano could be ancient, potentially revealing insights into Mars's volcanic past and even hints of microbial life. Named Noctis, after the region, Noctis lagrinthus, where it's found, the discovery stems from the observation of what appears to be eroded volcanic features, challenging the notion that we've identified all major volcanic structures on Mars. While the claim has sparked intrigue, it also faces skepticism due to the heavily eroded terrain, making definitive identification challenging. Further study is necessary to confirm whether this structure is indeed a colossal Martian volcano. And in entertainment news, in Sleeping Dogs, Russell Crowe plays Roy Freeman, a former detective grappling with dementia. And we've got some strong opinions bubbling up. The film attempts to weave a complex neo-noir mystery around Roy's deteriorating mental state, but ultimately falls into a sluggish pace and convoluted narrative that leaves viewers disengaged. Despite the talent involved, including Karen Gillan and Harry Greenwood, the film's execution fails to captivate, with its most intriguing plot twists feeling underwhelming. Crowe's performance stands out, yet the movie's lack of momentum and overuse of visual tricks to convey Roy's confusion do more to hinder rather than enhance the storytelling. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, I have a quick story to tell. Sir Dave Frailsford revolutionized British cycling with a marginal gains theory, focusing on enhancing every aspect of cycling by just 1%. This strategy led to dominating performances in the Olympics and Tour de France victories. The approach emphasized continuous improvement and paying attention to small details, which cumulatively resulted in significant performance enhancements. So do you think you can do it? Just improve 1% once a week or once a month? I bet you can. So have a great day, everyone, and see if you can nab your 1% improvement.
Okay.